We're not talking about punching a time clock and...
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Man, we got a huge show today. I'm going to skip the temperatures and just tell you in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, it's windy and cold. How about that? But I have the Thomas and Custer City FFA chapter in the studio with me, and I actually have one on the phone also. Ashley's on there with us, and she's at the stock show, so we got it going on. So first, let's start with you, young lady. Tell everybody who you are.
Hey, y'all. My name is Kenzie Maddox. I'm your vice president for the TFC FFA chapter.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Pervine, and I'm the reporter for the TFC FFA.
Are you kin to Ashley?
Yep.
Sisters?
Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure. How about you, young man?
I'm Carson Payne, and I'm the chapter secretary.
Ashley, you on there? All right, cool. Thank you very much. Well, let's start with her on the phone. How's that? Have you got a plan? What are you guys going to do next week? Name one of the things you guys are to celebrate National FFA Week. Cool. How about you?
Well, and then following through the week, on Tuesday, we're taking our chapter officers up to the Capitol. So that'll be super fun and exciting.
All right. How about you, young lady? What else you guys got planned?
On Wednesday, the Christian Church in Thomas is going to be feeding the chapter lunch.
Oh, cool. All right, young man. You know what's left?
We have a tractor day that's going to come up, but we don't have a date planned for you.
You got a what now?
A tractor day.
Is that where you drive your tractors to school?
Yep.
Yeah, what are you going to be driving?
I'm not really sure yet. Whatever is available.
Okay. All right. Well, Ashley, let's start with you, and thanks for joining us on the phone. It's really cool of you to do that. So, are you a senior? Okay, so far in FFA, you've been in there 4 or 5 years, whatever it is in there. What's the thing that sticks out with you right now that's been a great memory? What one thing, something's got to stick out in your brain that happened while you were in FFA? Hey kids, I'm gonna ask the group over here. So, does she win speech contest?
Yes, she does.
Okay. She was pretty sharp. She was pretty sharp there. Yeah. So, who did? What's the biggest star you met up there? You got to meet with Congress, I'm guessing. So, who sticks out in your mind that you got to meet up there? Who's your favorite? That sounds great. All right, how about you?
So probably for me, it was over the summer. We competed in a livestock judging contest called Big Three, where myself, my younger sister, and Ashley and Becca Pervine were on the team, and we made it into the top five of sweepstakes. And nobody, like, expected that from us. And it was super honoring, super cool that I got to do that with my fellow teammates, especially with my fellow senior, starting off our senior year. So it was super cool for me.
And I want to tell all of our listeners how small a world this is. We had a young lady on here. What was her name yesterday?
Peyton.
Peyton, yeah, Peyton. Me and her got off talking rodeo yesterday and breakaway and stuff. Well, this young lady right here and her are friends. Thomas DeBlair is pretty good little distance, but still, you guys rodeo together, I guess.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we both breakaway rope together. So we see a lot of we see each other a lot in like the high school rodeos and little jackpots and stuff. Our families are super close as well, so it was just really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's a small world. All right, how about you, Miss Junior?
There's probably a lot of conferences and contests that I could pick from, but the most recent conference that I went to is the Lead 360 conference, which got introduced this year. And that was probably the most fun that I've had at a conference in FFA in a while.
I got you. What about you, young man?
I have a lot of good memories from things that we go and do, but I like meeting new people and getting connections all around the state and, like, having friends from everywhere and, like, going to places and you know you're going to have somebody there to talk to.
I got you. Well, Ashley, obviously you show stock. What else do you do with your FFA chapter? What's some of your other projects? Obviously, it's speaking. So. Oh, cool. I need you to come help me on the show. You know that? You doing anything this summer? Are you bored? You want to come help me? My last helper, Jill Metter, she's in ag communications at OSU right now, and she was such a joy to have on the show with us. So, yeah, you can come over anytime you want. How's that? You got my number, so. All right, how about you, young lady?
So, I also used to show livestock as well. I used to show swine. I livestock judge, and then this year I'll also be giving a prepared speech in business. I'll be talking on the topic of farm safety and farm safety methods.
Okay. That's becoming a big thing,
too. It is becoming a really big thing. A lot of farmers and a lot of the new equipment that's starting to come out in the world today has new methods from back in, like, the 20s and the 30s.
Right.
And so it's going to be really cool to, like, talk about the new methods, the new technology that's in a tractor as well. So get to inform people about that, especially in a contest aspect, will be super cool.
Right. Yeah, and the equipment has gotten so big.
Yes.
And the granaries have got so big. The augers have got so big. Yes. And it's just, yeah, safety's a big thing.
Yes, and, like, my dad, he sells tractors at Western Equipment. And so, like, having that type background to, like, see these guys working on these tractors, like, it's amazing because you don't know what's all in those tractors.
Right.
So it's super cool, and it's going to be a really good speech to give.
Dad, if you're listening, she just put a plug in for you out there. So anyway, how about you, young lady?
I do a lot of the same stuff as my sister, Ashley. I'm not as big into speaking, but I do some public speaking here and there.
Right.
And I also judge livestock and show steers and heifers.
Do you? What breed do you show?
Right now I have an Angus heifer that's about to be retired,
right,
and a Maine Anjou heifer, and I have a Simmental heifer that I raised.
Oh, cool. How about that? Has it got a blaze faced?
She's a baldy.
Oh, cool. Nice. My favorite. Anyway, on the Simmentals. How about you, young man? I know you're just a sophomore, but what have you been in, 3 years?
Two.
Something's had to happen.
Oh, this is my third year.
Yeah, right. Great. Okay.
I judge livestock and I judge horses. I also compete in dairy judging and evaluation. I plan to give the public speaking in the spring and give a speech. I don't know what on yet, but I know I'm going to be giving one. And basically, I do whatever some of our ag teachers tell us to do, and I'm like, okay, let's go do it.
You're easy, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, back to you, Ashley. Ashley, what's your plans once you get out of school? Cool. She got her plan down, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be much change in that girl's mind. What about you? You got any plans yet?
Yes, sir. So after I graduate, I will go up to Western Community College for 2 years and rodeo up there and get my basics and my associate's degree. And then after those 2 years, I'm going to transfer back down to SWASU to begin my nursing career.
Oh.
Out of high school, I'm going to try and get my CNA license and follow up into my MSN. And then hopefully become a nurse practitioner.
Dang, you got her ready.
Yes.
You got your resume filled out yet?
Yes, sir.
So anyway, what do you think, you go into nursing. Mm-hmm. Let's use this scenario. So you're going into nursing. What do you think, FFA, how do you think FFA will help you in your career?
Just my ability to, like, talk to people. And just, like, the overwhelming feeling of, like, being in, like, a stressful situation and how to, like, refrain from it. So right now I'm working in a little hospice care center called Shady Pines. And being there, I've really noticed that, like, my caretaking ability has really, like, sparked in that atmosphere just from us, like, raising show pigs or being in the show barn or being at speech contests with younger agriculturalists that are nervous. So it's really cool to see how FFA's played a role in that and my overall, like, caretaking ability.
Well, I've been doing this deal with FFA chapters. This is my third year with it. And you hit the nail right on the spot for the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's done.
Yep.
Maybe not necessarily caretaking, but taking care of animals and stuff and responsibility and kind of getting out of your shell.
Yes, sir.
Were you shy before you went into FFA?
Not really, because my dad was an ag teacher.
She's over there now.
Well, my dad was an ag teacher, and so, like, I was always around the ag kids. Like, I never knew a stranger.
I got you.
But I feel like being in the FFA, it sparked my confidence, so I don't back down from a challenge.
There you go.
Any opportunity that's thrown at me, I take it and run with it. I want to do it to the best of my ability and make sure that it makes a impact in somebody's life or sparks an interest in somebody. I mean, talking with my younger sister, like, she's really nervous about going into college with me, like, or going up into high school with me not being there. And I'm just like, when someone gives you an opportunity, take it and run with it.
There you go.
Because that's what's going to help you in the end.
What about you, young lady?
I don't have a down pat plan like Ashley thinks I do, but the plan so far is to go into veterinary school.
Oh, cool. At LSU, probably?
More than likely,
More than likely, we're good, because we ain't big animal or small animal. This is a
large
trick question.
Animal.
There you go, because we need them bad, man. Well, you're just a sophomore. You got a plan yet, or are you still thinking?
I'm still kind of thinking about it, but I know I want to go into some type of architecture. I want to become an architect, and my parents own a beef processing plant, and just watching them build it from the ground up.
Is that the new one at Thomas?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay,
yes.
Cool. Small world.
Yeah. Watching them build it from the ground up has really sparked an interest in, like, doing floor designs and just wanting to become a type of architect that helps with all that.
All right. Miss Ashley, you got any last words? Awesome. Well, Thomas Bay, Custer City, thank you so much for coming in. You guys are a great group. I don't even know what Ashley looks like. She looked like you any at all?
Not really.
Okay. Well, anyway, guys, thanks for taking your time out to come down here, and happy National FFA Week next week.
Well, thank you for having us.
No problem. But we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back after this.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. Did Ashley have a Facebook page?
Yeah,
I'll have to look her up just to see what she looks like.
Yeah. Hey, she's got darker hair.
Thanks
for coming in.
It depends how many you ask.
I hope you guys enjoyed your 10 minutes of fame. Hey, it's on Facebook and then the recording.
Okay.
When I upload it after the show, I'll text it to Ashley.
Okay,
so
sounds good.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Grapevines Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture and help them. member FDIC.
People buy parts anywhere, but the people in Chicago are different than people in other stores. If they're not, we're going to make a difference. They should be more knowledgeable, they should be more friendly, they should be more customer oriented, they should be part of the community. We pride ourselves on doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Bucks City, 716 West 30. More parts for more cars.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love
Miss Becky?
I like to hear people's stories.
Are you prepared for the biggest questions in the world today?
We sponsor in the community a lot.
I've already got 40. Come on. So anyway, we got a couple minutes here. So anyway, we celebrate National FFA Week by having kids come on my show, chapters come on, and there's so many chapters out here, I have to start a week early. And yeah. Oh, this is a pretty sharp bunch of kids.
Visit us at
www.lonestar.com. Oh, cool. Small world, ain't it? Anyway, well, I have one fruit tree question for you already, and then some other pecan trees. But when we quit last time, when we talked to her last time, I think we stopped right short of harvest. So we'll just kind of take it from there, since everybody's curious about that too. And then I'll ask you the question. And is your deal full Monday yet or not?
Is your authorized Purina dealer?
Or Thursday, not Monday, I'm sorry.
You save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big
money. Okay, we'll hit on that pretty good while we got the time. I got to take two more breaks for the rest of the show, so we'll probably talk about, I don't know, 10 minutes, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll talk a little bit more, and then take a break. Finish up with you. How's that? All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and you should be able to hear the show.
During a big time event, the Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed. Quartermaster Creek Spring Bowl sale is February 28th at the ranch southwest of Heating, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, KG Justified, and Easy AR Step Up. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. Quartermaster Creek Spring Bowl sale, Wednesday, February 28th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Heating. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale info, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching.
All right, welcome back to the Wheeler General Store Happy Hour. Dozer, Texas. 43 degrees, wind chill 35, humidity 60%, dew points 30, the wind's out of the north at 17, with gusts up to 27. Peak wind gust today is 39 miles an hour. 1.18 inches of rain so far this month, and 8-inch soil temperature is 46. All right, part two, OSU pecan specialist Becky Carroll is on the telephone with me live from her house or wherever she's at today. But anyway, Becky, thank you so much for coming back on today. Okay, cool, because you're popular out here since you came on the first time. Everybody looks at me like I'm a pecans expert. I said, no, I just had her on. But anyway, so last time we talked, we were talking about planting, soil test, and blah, 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 and some pests. It's harvest time. Let's do a couple scenarios. You got 15 trees, or 5 trees, 10 trees, and then you have another guy over here that's got a big orchard. Talk to us about that. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Right. I was shocked. A lady in the office here brought me a small bag of her native pecans out of her backyard, and then I picked up some of the hybrid ones, if you want to call the great big ones, from Sarah Co-op yesterday. I was shocked in the difference of the weight. The small ones outweigh the big ones. Right. Yeah. All right, so let's go to the big orchard. Right. Right, and I noticed the there's a YouTube channel out there, Oklahoma Gardening, I think that's right, and they have a lot of stuff on pecan, growing all the way up to harvesting, and it's really good, and I think you guys take a lot of part in their YouTube deal, and it's a pretty cool setup. If you get bored and you sit down, bring up YouTube and go to Oklahoma Gardening, and I'm pretty sure, and then put on there. Yep, yes. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, that was all you guys. It was really cool. It was fun to watch. Anyway, well, before we take our first break and get on with our harvesting, like marketing or cracking, all that good stuff, I got a couple questions for you that's on text line right now. This person texted in, I have a 65-year-old pecan tree. Is there anything I need to do to prolong the life of this tree? It's a native. One more question before we go to break. When I bought my house, I mentioned planting some pecan trees to the old man and woman that I bought it from. They told me not to waste my time and money, that they would not grow on that property. They didn't know why, but just wouldn't grow. In the past 17 years, I've planted probably 20 different pecan trees of different types and sizes, and none of them have survived. Any idea why this is an issue? There are pecan trees growing within a half a mile of my place, but I cannot get them to grow on mine. Soil test. Because doesn't that bring in funguses and other stuff you don't like? Okay, well, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, we'll continue on with the world-famous Becky Carroll, pecan specialist and fruit tree specialist for OSU Extension. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cruise on down to Hover Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hover, Oklahoma. Sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hover Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knudsen Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnudsenIrrigation.com.
Cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? easier than you think. Add your cotton gin fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Satisfaction is always top priority. For more information, call D&G at 580-497-6950. That's 580-497-6950. Let D&G Trash get rid of your trash.
Friends, I would like to invite you to join us at the Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale on Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m., where you can get better beef bulls at an affordable price. Selling 90 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 30 commercial bred heifers of first calf heifer pairs. The bulls have been DNA tested, ultrasound tested, and have been tested for feed efficiency on the GrowSafe system. Please join us on Saturday, March 2nd at 12:30 p.m. on County Road 2150 near Burn Flat, Oklahoma. You can get more information at Davis.
All right, welcome back. I have Becky Carroll on here from the OSU Extension. She is the she's the tree specialist, but anyway, she's pretty good. So we ended the last segment with a couple questions, but we got to knocking them off the trees. Also, I was thinking of something during the break. We was talking about this one gentleman getting his tree started in there just right. Could it have been the timing he planted the trees? Okay, cool. I was just thinking of that because I think you and I talked about that the last time he was on the show. All right. So we got the pecans on the ground. Where do they go to from there? So basically there's probably a million different scenarios. Some guys just pick the pecans and clean them and take them to a buyer and then they're done. And then you got some people that probably got their own cracker and all that stuff. Is that correct? Is there... And what are the... help me out there. What do they sanitize them? I got you. Do you know what percentage of the pecan growers in Oklahoma, do you have a gut feeling? You don't have to be precise here. How many growers are they in Oklahoma that take all, there's all the way to their bag and sell them with their name? I looked at that map after the last show you did with us here. There's not a lot going on out in western Oklahoma, so. Yes. right. Right. And yes, we had a pretty good size one going here. I think 2,000 trees here just a few weeks ago. So I'm eager to see what happens over there, because that'll help. Because they're in the middle of sand country. If it didn't have cover on it, it'd be sand dunes. But there's go. I have a bunch of questions for you, or a couple more questions. I'm going to ask one question for you before we go to this our last break here. So I have this man of the cloth over at Sayre. He's a preacher. Anyway, he's got this question he wanted me to ask you. So he said he thinks he knows the answer. So this is to test his thinking ability here. Anyway, he says when they crack the pecans and open them up, the nuts are fuzzy in there. So what's causing that? Well, I got a couple more questions for you when we get back. So we're going to take a break, and if you got any questions, you can ask them online here, 580-225-9697. If you want to message in and ask a question about pecans, I got a couple more coming up. One's about a fruit tree, and another one's about, mushy or crumbly nuts inside the pecan. But we're going to take a break. And we have Becky Carroll on here from the OSU Extension Fruit Tree Specialist. She's really, really famous. If you call the Forest Department, Oklahoma Forestry Department, and ask them you want to talk to an expert there about pecan trees, they give you Becky's number. They don't want nothing to do with it. So anyway, this is fun. And I think if I get right, there's a possibility you might be out here giving a class in April. Is that true? Alright, well, let's take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. SEI AgProtect is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for the new product line at SEI AgProtect 1400 South Granville in Elk City. With all the feed rations that you can grow and trust, the new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI AgProtect in Elk City now open the new facility in their current location, 1400 South Granville in Elk City. For more information, give Tim a call at 580-225-0317.
You know, I think the best advice that I can give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. They're just clicking the button and clicking the most cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. But there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be any agent to help with that, but a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how many of that expense is, because it's life-changing. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Ricky Lively. I'm an insurance agent at Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Bear County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm or for smaller quantities. They offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hogart Farm and Garden.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the hay wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache hay wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Again, that's EverettWelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 9th. 1,515 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 401 brought 362.50. 11 at 473 brought 315. 9 at 554 brought 297. 8 at 654 brought 278. 8 at 654 brought 278. 15 at 690 brought 273.50. 7 head of heifers at 435 brought 315. 6 at 585 brought 247. 3 at 628 brought 250. 10 at 728 brought 229.50. 8 at 989 brought 172.50. Butcher cows were 43 to 124. Butcher bulls were 92 to 152.50. Bred cows were 1,025 to 2,950. Paired brought 775 to 2,800. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up.
Okay, here is your Altus, City of Altus, your Hogart Farm and Garden ag weather update. 38 degrees, feels like 29. 49 and breezy today. 28 for low tonight, 42 tomorrow, not too warm. Anyway, right now the winds are out of the north-northeast at 26 miles an hour with wind gust up to 33. Bare soil temperature, 3-day average down there is 45 degrees. Sunset at 6:21. All right, Miss Becky Carroll, man, I'm so glad you're on here. I'm getting questions. We're probably going to have to do this like once every quarter. And you say you're not famous. Why? I have proof that you are famous. So anyway, well, I know they do. So anyway, I got some more questions. What a way to end the week with you. This is great. Anyway, with you and those kids from Thomas were awesome. They were very good. I'm so excited. It just shows you we have hope in our future. So, anyway, all right. So, coming up next Thursday, tell everybody about this workshop, because if you're off and you want to go or take time to go learn more about pecan trees, this is a golden opportunity. Oh man, I wish I didn't. But I've got a busy schedule next week with FFA chapters, or I'd come over there and do my show live. Can you guys move that up a week or something? Move it. Well, next year, let's plan it. And don't do it during FFA week, okay? Is Harvest Lake this year? I got you. Okay, well, one of my favorite people from Sayre's got a question for you. Jay Ray wants to know, and when they bust their pecan shells open, they're either crumbly or they crumble or they mush or they're mushy. What's going on there? Would pecan trees being too close to each other cause that because there's not enough shade on the ground? Or there's too much shade on the ground, I guess? Okay. Okay, one last question, because time's running out. Do you have to have at least two trees for them to pollinate? I have two trees, but I lost one. Well, I have one more question for you, but I'm going to text it to you, and then I'll text this person the answer, because we're about out of time. The music is going to start playing, and again, tell everybody the date and time at Shawnee next week. Good luck next week. I'm gonna be excited to hear how it all turns out. And thank you so much for taking your Friday lunch period with Today in Ag. How about that? All right. Thanks, Becky. Have a great weekend. All right. Goodbye. All right, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.